The Gemara continues with an astute observation of Rav Huna. 8 lines from the top in Hey Yom Beis. Amar Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Lo Amar and El B'Mavui Shmoina. The only time we said that this protrusion of 4 Amos will create a problem is if you have a Mavui whose length is going to be 8 Amos. Avol B'Mavui Shiva. But what happens if the Mavui is 7 Amos long? Presto! Now you've got a mavui that's closed on all 4 sides because the majority of it is closed. You've got this lechi, which is 4 amos long, and the whole in length of the fourth side is only 7 amos. 7 minus 4 is 3. That means the open part is less than the oimid. That's called Aymim Merubala parts. V'kavachom mechatzim, we could learn out of kavachom from chatzim. Ma'chatzim sheinin teres b'lechi v'karinin teres b'amim merubala parts. Chatzim, the halach is on the Gemara, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi explains it, Dibar Maschil Ma'chatzim, that if one wants to be able to carry in a chatzim, all 4 sides needs to be closed, and a simple tefach lechi is not going to be enough. It needs a pas arba. It needs a 4 tefachim pas. Now, of course, we know that a mavui doesn't need a 4 tefachim pas. That the halacha is that even a tefach lechi is going to be acceptable. So, continues the kav l'chomer. Ma chatzir shein teres b'lechi v'kori teres b'amim rubal aparutz. Mavui sheniter b'lechi v'kori eno din sheniter b'amim rubal aparutz. So, certainly, when it comes to a mavui, omim rubala parts, should be enough to be machshir, because a chatzer becomes kosher with omim rubala parts, yet it does not allow for a lechi that is kosher from a mavui. That's 1 tefach. You need 4 tefachim. Says the Gemara, no. Mal chatzer shekem pirtzasso be'eser. A chatzer has a leniency to it, which allows us to accept omim rubala parts, and that is that we allow a gaping hole of 10 amas. However, when it comes to a mavui, the halacha is, according to Rav Huna, the Vav Amud Aleph, that it becomes possible if it has a pirtza of arba'a. The Rashi's girsa is arba'a. Arba'a tfachim as opposed to arba amos. Tomer b'mavui shepitzaso ba'arba'a. Says the Gemara, okay, so that at first glance would shoot a hole in our kal v'chomer, because we see that chatzer at times is not always more stringent than mavui. And just because when it comes to chatzer, omei rubal parts works, doesn't necessarily mean that mavui it could work, because at times, mavui is more stringent than chatzer. And that is, again, that by chatzer, we allow for a hole up until 10 amas. With mavui, we don't at all. Even if it's a pirtzas of arba tefachim, it's already a problem. So the Gemara says, well, that's not a kashan of Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua. Kasav Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Mavui Nami, Pirtzasso Be'eser. That was the opinion of Rav Huna on Davov, Amud Aleph. However, there is the opinion of Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, that says that a Mavui is kosher if it has a Pirtza up until 10 Amis. The Gemara clarifies, Leman Kamrin, who are you talking about? Rav Huna? Rav Huna is the one who said that? You're going to get to Davov tomorrow. Va Rav Huna, Pirtzasso Be'dalet Sfirlei. And Rav Huna says specifically, a pirtza of arba. Rashi explains that Rav Huna, Braidur of Yehoshua, was a Talmud of Rav Huna, who is a Talmud of Rav. So how could it be that Rav Huna, Braidur of Yehoshua, was a Talmud of Rav Huna, ultimately was saying something differently than Rav Huna himself had said? How could Rav Huna, Braidur of Yehoshua, justified Omei Meruba ala paritz, the kal v'chomer falls away because Rav Huna himself held that the only thing that's acceptable by a mavui is a pirtza of 4, and therefore we won't be able to learn out a kal v'chomer from chatzer. The Gemara answers, Rav Huna b'reid Roshua taima d'nafshei kamar. Here he wasn't following his Rebbe's approach, he was giving his own approach. If that's so, then a kal v'chomer will stand if we assume that a mavui in general is more lenient as a chatzer than a chatzer as Rav Huna b'reid Yeshua had assumed. Rav Ashi amar afilu teima b'mavui shmona nam lo tzarech lechi. Even if you have a mavui whose width is 8 amos, and you had the lechi that is protruding 4 amos, so it's no longer oimed meruba ala paritz, it also doesn't need a lechi. Manavshach. Because of the halachic mechanic of a manavshach. In other words, a argument that you could push from either direction. E omed nafish. If we were talking about a case of where there's more walls, so then that's simple. Niter ba'omim ruvala parts. The parts nafish, and if there's more open space, then nidoy mishum lechi, you could use as a lechi. I amrit deshavu, tarvai. What happens if they're exactly 50-50? Ke'adadi havilu, safik divrayan. V'safik divrayan lahakil. It will be a safik of whether it's exactly the same. And a safik midrabanan will go lakula. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Daf Yomi from Daf Hei Amud Beis and the Gemara Rashi. Not an easy daf. Tomorrow will be a very, very important daf, but an easier cheshbon. Daf Vav and Erevin is one of the most important dafim in all of the sugyos of Shabbos and Hotzah and Brishuyos. And now we go to the halacha from the daily daf.